Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good afternoon, good afternoon. This is your brother Elohim coming to you live and in living color. Well, the switchboard's working properly today. Everything is up and working like it's supposed to, and I am so glad of that. This is going to be a very interesting topic. We had an overwhelming response last week for the show on culture. So we're going to do a part two on that. But before we do that, we also want to talk about why we're having trouble connecting with our ancestors. Well, the two of them kind of go hand in hand. But like every show, we always start off with love. We ain't going to talk that much about love just a minute because we got so much to go through in this one little hour. And on the break, I'm going to open up the mics and you get a chance to make a comment or if you want to say something about what's going on. Remember, love is the act that make others feel good, okay? If the act that you're getting ready to commit don't make the other person feel good, don't commit the act, okay? Now, the thought process that I'm going to be giving to you is the thought process is that the 1% do not want you to have. They want you to stay away from these type of thoughts at all costs. Because this thought process will bring you back into the reality of who you are and what's really going on and why you're kind of like in the condition that you're in right now. Some of you like the condition you're in. Well, if you do, then that's fine. Don't change, you know. But those who have trouble with the condition that you're in, then you might need to upgrade and switch your thought process into a manner that will help you benefit from the society that you live in, help you benefit from your friends, your family, and everybody around you, okay? Now, the topic for today, part of the topic for today is why do we have trouble connecting with our ancestors? Well, if we are cosmological, if we are cosmological beings, why do the 1% keep our minds so focused on the physical reality? Because that's not really who we are, although the things that go down in the physical really have a lot of consequences on us because of the if we don't have food to eat, you know, we're hungry, we don't have a place to stay, if we're being mistreated by people, you know, and things of that nature, all that stuff have a profound effect on you, especially if you're young and you're trying to get by on what's going on. Okay, well. The reason why we're having so much trouble connecting with our ancestors is because we're living in a physical reality, and our reality is not really physical, okay? Our reality is cosmological, all right? So we have to upgrade to a cosmological reality. Now, think about this for a second. In the Bible, it says that you are all gods. Well, what does that mean? Does that mean you're supposed to be all-powerful, sitting up there waiting on, watching everything and dealing with everything? Well, that's somebody else's reality of what God is, okay? Now, your ancestors, think about this, your ancestors are spiritual. They're not physical beings. Your ancestors are spiritual beings, okay? Now, if you're constantly thinking in terms of your physical reality, you're going to lose track on your spiritualness, on your spirituality, because you're constantly dealing in the physical realm. And you need to upgrade. You need to upgrade into that spiritual reality if you're going to deal with your ancestors. Now, you got to remember, your ancestors ain't here physically. They don't have physical bodies, okay? Although some of us are our ancestors. But the ancestors, they're spiritual beings. And if you're constantly dealing with yourself in the physical, how are you going to connect with the spiritual aspect? How are you going to connect with those ancestors? Well, you can, but you have to upgrade. You have to upgrade your thought process, okay? Now, one of the problems with this reality and why we're not making any progress in this reality is because our ancestors left a lot of information for us. But the reason we can't access the information is because we're outside of our culture. See, this is why we have so much trouble understanding the Bible, Bhagavad Gita, Aspi, and the other books that were left to us by our ancestors. Think about this for a second. The two times, what some call them Europeans, they took the Bible and conquered the known world. We're taking the book and throwing it in the trash. What's the matter with us? What are they reading that we're not reading? What kind of understanding are they getting from the books that our ancestors left that we're not getting? Something's wrong with this picture. This is what this show was all about, to bring you into a thought process that will connect you back with your ancestors, okay? Now, if you go back into our culture, which is reap what you sow. You say, how can that be a culture? Everything that you're dealing with now is part of that culture. You just don't know what it is, okay? Now, if you go in a house and you're making a cake and you're cooking, you're actually practicing chemistry. You're mixing elements, and the reaction from the elements gives you what you want. The reaction from the flour and the yeast and all the stuff that you're putting together gives you the bread. That's sweet what you sow. See, you're not thinking in terms of your culture relating it to everything because they've changed the names. What you're doing when you're in the kitchen cooking is practicing what they call chemistry, but it's just naturally learning how to reap what you're sowing together. You see what I'm saying? To get what you want. But now they call it chemistry. Because as long as they use the term chemistry, you're not thinking in terms of your culture. Reap what you sow. You're not thinking about your culture. You see what I'm saying? Maybe rocket science. Oh, rocket science is so different. No. They've taken two chemicals, put them together, put them in a container, and the explosion caused by a two chemical reaction caused a rocket to go up. That's what you saw. It's chemistry, but it's your culture. See, it's this thought process that enabled you to put the pyramids together. But don't let them talk about some aliens came down. Your ancestors made those pyramids, okay? Now, where'd they get the information from? You have to understand that as cosmological beings, you're connected to every spiritual entity in the globe, in the cosmos. You're connected to all that. But if you're constantly thinking, well, I'm a man, well, I'm a woman, I'm a queen, I'm a king, I'm a prophet, I'm a poet, I'm this, I'm that, you're constantly connecting yourself into the physical realm, right? Now, just think about this for a minute as we go through this, right? The book says that you are gods. That's what the book says, okay? Don't get mad at me. I didn't write the book. The book says that you are God. God's responsibility is to follow the rules. If you were under your culture and never went outside your culture, none of your children would be in jail because they wouldn't lie, they wouldn't steal, they wouldn't cheat, they wouldn't do things to people that they wouldn't want done to them. There will be function under action and reaction because of your culture. When the Teutons, or the Europeans, as you call them, when they first came to Africa, there was no jails because your children were raised under the culture of reap what you sow, and your children knew that that conscious entity inside this flesh, that's the real God, connected to everything in the cosmos. See, once the children get that picture and understand who they really are, they no longer think of themselves as this thing in this suit, okay? They don't call themselves men because they're conscious energy wearing this thing. They don't call themselves women because they're conscious energy wearing this thing. They're gods functioning in this suit. So once you get past that physical reality and connect to your spiritual consciousness, the whole cosmos open up to you. The ancestors, they have all the information that you need. They can't get to you because of who you think that you are. The 1% are playing a mean game. They're good at this. I mean, they're really good at this. They have assumed the God position in your culture. Now, think about this for a second, okay? It's God's responsibility to make a person pay for their crime. All right? That's God's responsibility. Now, somebody has taken on the responsibility of God, because when you commit a crime, the 1% don't get on their hands and knees and go pray nowhere. They send the popo after you. They send the SWAT team. They send the military. They're ready to make you pay for your crime because they have assumed their rightful position as God, because that's where you're supposed to be at too. Back in the day, we're talking thousands of years ago, in our culture, under reap what you sow, there was no religion. We didn't have religion. When people call my honor religion, it's not a religion. It's the reap what you sow process, okay? The physical actions that you're doing with each other, like what Jesus said in the Bible. You don't steal. You don't want nobody to steal from you. That's your culture. Reap what you sow. You don't lie. You don't want nobody lying on you. That's your culture. Reap what you sow. Okay. You don't kill. You don't want to kill on you, so you don't kill nobody else. That's your culture. Reap what you sow. You don't cheat on your spouse because you don't want your spouse cheating on you. That's your culture. Reap what you sow. They have stolen your culture, take you away from the God mind that you're supposed to have, connected to the cosmos, getting answers for every type of situation that you need. They take you out of that thought process so that you can be praying to them. You know what I mean? Think about this for a second. Every religion that you go into, they have a God for you. And it ain't supposed to be for one God, but every religion you go into, they have a God. You know, the Hebrews have a God, the Christians have a God, the Muslims have a God, the Buddhists have a God. Everybody got a God for you, okay? That's the one underlying principle of all religions, that you were created by something or someone. If you were created automatically now, the thought process that you're under, that you're less than and not equal to something. Now, who gives you that something that you're not equal to? The 1% do. Because they know who they are. They're functioning as God. See, they've given you a misunderstanding so that they can control and manipulate everything that you do. It's a nice game. They're playing it, and they're good at it, you know, but you have to upgrade. You have to begin to think. When you call yourself a black person, what are you calling yourself? When you call yourself a man, what are you calling yourself? When you call yourself a woman, what are you calling yourself? When you call yourself a king or a queen, what are you calling yourself? If you think about the systems, let's talk about systems for a minute. If you call yourself a queen, that's a dictatorship. That's a system set up with family rule. You can't become a prince unless you're part of the bloodline. Is that the system that you're promoting when you call yourself a king and a queen? You got to think about what you're doing and what you're talking about. When you elevate your mind to God, you see what I'm saying? That's ruler, controller of everything in the cosmos. You follow what I'm saying? And you're connected to, you're responsible for. We talk about Monsanto like a dog and what they're doing with the GMO product, but they're feeding millions of people. Millions of people they're feeding. How many people are you feeding? That's because of who you are. You don't think it's your responsibility to feed the 6 billion gods that's on this planet. You don't even think like that. You barely got enough food to put on your own table. It's not that you can't come up with a system that will feed the 6 billion people. You never thought about doing it. Why? Because of who you are. You know, well, I'm an African. What in the world is an African? You see what I'm saying? You're a cosmological God connected to the entire universe. That's who you actually are, walking around in this little flesh suit. You know what I mean? Some people say have an experience as a person on the planet. You know what I mean? But think about this. Your job is to maintain this universe. That's your job, okay? All that real estate out there belongs to you. Don't you want to see your holdings? Don't you want to go visit all that real estate out there? You're not thinking like that because all you're relating to is physically what's going on right now, right here. So keep your mind occupied, away from who you really are, okay? Stop calling yourself a woman and just deem a womanly thing. Who decide what a woman's supposed to do? Okay, women out there fighting now. We have rights. We have this. You are God. You have more than rights. You have whatever you're supposed to have if you know who you are. But if you're a woman, if you're a man, well, I'm a black man, so I'm in the bottom line of society, and I can't. Everything depends on the thought process that you're bringing to the table in reference to who you are and what's going on. This is why you're having trouble connecting to your ancestors, because you're not thinking cosmologically. You're not thinking of the spiritual entity. You're thinking as a person, as a man, as a woman, as a king, as a queen, as a carpenter, as a plumber, as whatever that you attach to yourself. In the physical realm, this is how you're thinking of yourself, okay? We took Jesus, put him on a pedestal. But what did he say? We're not listening to what he's saying. We're listening to what they're saying about what he said. He said, he that eateth of me will become a son indeed, and greater works than I did you did. Here's a humble man. He didn't put himself above you. He said, you could do greater than me. But what did you do? You took Jesus and put, well, not you personally, but the 1%. They took Yeshua. His name was Yeshua ben Bedir. They took him, put him on a pedestal. Oh, nobody can do and be like Jesus. But that's not what the books say. That's not what your ancestors are telling you that the man said, okay? He was a humble man. He wasn't this big, bloated guy that we talk about and we go into the churches and the synagogues and stuff. You got to think about what's going on. Everything comes back to the thought process that you're functioning under as who you think you are, okay? If you start living, functioning in the spiritual realm more, okay, you'll be able to access more. You'll get more information, okay? We're going to drop some information right now, okay? This is information that the 1% absolutely don't want you nowhere near, okay? But we drop it every week. We'll come to you with it. Now, I just got a notice from Block Talk that they're going to be monitoring the information now, and it's up to me, you know, they're going to be monitoring the information to decide whether or not they want certain information, certain shows to go out. That was the text, and I had to agree to that in order to have the show come on. So they're getting ready to start locking down some of the information that you're getting, because some of this information they absolutely don't want you to have. We talk about this planet. This whole planet belongs to you, not just the United States or Africa or Asia. The whole planet is yours, okay? Because, okay, here we go. Now, listen carefully, right? No modern man is indigenous to this planet. We didn't come from here. We're from someplace else, okay? And the ancestors are telling you that. The pyramids are constructed so that you can deal with constellation of Osiris, which they changed to Orion's Belt. That's where we're from. We're from up there in that constellation where Osiris A, B, and C is, up near the black hole. That's where we're from. We actually constructed all of this stuff. I'm not going to say too much on this topic because that's not where we're going, but you actually constructed all this stuff. You don't know who you are. You are the most powerful entities on the planet. There's nothing greater ever, period, than what you see in your mirror. But you got to stop calling yourself about things that you're not, okay? You're a conscious energy formed in flesh that makes you a god. You're able to manipulate source energy for your own purpose. That's what makes you a god. And a god is one who has the power and the strength to not break the rules. And if you go under your culture of reap what you sow and you begin to teach it to your children, none of your children would go to jail. They would have no reason to go to jail. They wouldn't be stealing, wouldn't be robbing, wouldn't be murdering, wouldn't be killing. They wouldn't be doing all that because it's against the culture. But since you're not under your culture, since you've allowed them to steal your culture, okay, and then after they steal your culture, what do? They sell it back to you. What do they call it? Oh, they call it the secret. Oh, the secret. So what you think about, you bring about. That's read what you sow. What goes around comes around. Oh, my goodness. For every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. They pat themselves on the back and give themselves a big a Nobel Prize or something. You know what I'm saying? For telling you what you have in your books, been in your books for thousands of years. They just regurgitating your information, giving it back to you because they're keeping you away from it. You have to begin to train your children under the culture. And under the culture, read what you sow, there is no religion. I'm just going to say it straight up. There is no religion because you are the God that's in control of everything. Think about it. 20 years ago, well, let's go back further than that. When I was growing up, we didn't have television. There was no TV. Now you flip your phone, you got TV on the phone, every doggone place. You know what I mean? You're unlimited. There's no limit to what you can do. There's no limit to where you can go. There's no limit to what you can accomplish once you accept who you are. Your books are telling you who you are. But somebody is giving you this concept of this all-knowing, all-powerful, all-seeing being, you know. If that guy's out there, I'd like to smack him because I've been in some situations where if he was all knowing, all seeing, why would he allow me to go through the stuff that I went through? If this was this, this, you understand what I'm saying? Something's wrong with that picture, okay? You are in control. If you go to the churches right now, they'll tell you somebody else is in control. God is in control. Somebody else is in control. You don't have control. Somebody else is in control. And who's at the helm collecting all the money, living in the $5 million houses? The people who are telling you that. You follow what I'm saying? They don't really have your best interest at heart. It seems like they do. Now, some of them are really good people. I'm not saying that these preachers and ministers, because they're living in these big houses and flying around in these jets. I mean, if that's how they want to live, that's fine. It's like the queen. If she want to live in a big mansion, all that's fine with me. But don't make me a slave so that you can do that. You understand? Don't put me in a position where you're standing on my neck so that you can live in your palace and give your children $1 million a month allowance, you know, off of my sweat. No. If you want to do it on your own. They can't do it on your own. See, a culture that the 1% are under right now is a culture based on lying, slavery, stealing, cheating, that's what the culture is based on. As the culture is based on this God that they're telling you about, who sits on the throne, right, and dictate to you, but you can't do nothing to them. This is the function that they're under, and they are under a very strict class system. Think about it. You're under a class system right now. You know, you got the middle class, the upper class, the lower class, the working poor, the poor, you know. You got poverty people out there, you know. I mean, this is the class system that you're under. This is what the 1% like. Under what you sow, this could not exist because what you want for you, you want for the guy next door. You see what I'm saying? You do unto others as you have them, as you have them doing to you. All these type of sayings come out of the culture of reap what you sow, because that's your actual culture. And this is what you have to begin teaching your children. You have to let your children know who they actually are, that they are unlimited conscious beings functioning in that little flesh suit that they wear, okay? And they have the ability to accomplish and do anything. For one, now this is the hard part. I'm having so much trouble with this. You were not created. Oh, my Lord. People say, oh, how was I not? No. Just like when your mama had the baby, when your mom and papa have the baby, all that they have, they put in that egg and the egg and seed, okay? They put in the egg, and all that comes to fruition through action and reaction, okay? This is how you're made, not created, okay? They didn't sit down and decide, well, I want to have certain color eyes. No, they didn't decide that. They came together and gave what they had, and based on what they had, they made a child. They didn't create a child because you can't create something from nothing. Something has to be here. And when I say you weren't created, we're talking about there was a period of time. Time is just a unit to measure motion. It's not something that actually exists. It exists because of motion. No motion, no time, okay? If something is sitting still, you can't measure how long it's been sitting still until it moves. Once it moves, you say, oh, it's been sitting still for 2 million years because it just moved. So motion, time is a measurement of motion. That's what time is. And when the uncaused cause, that's as far back as we can go, when the uncaused cause, right, went into motion, right, the only thing that was here was the energy of the uncaused cause. You are made up out of that energy. Everything in the cosmos is made up out of that energy, okay? This is what Muhammad was trying to call Allah, which is everything in the universe at the same time, which makes you Allah too. Like Muhammad used to say, he used to call them, we were little Allahs. You see what I'm saying? Trying to bring you back into the reality of you being God, okay? But you can't accept other people's interpretation of God because you go crazy, you know? You follow what I'm saying? God is one who can manipulate source energy for his own purpose and have the power within to follow the rules. If you can follow the rules of reap what you sow, all this madness that's going on around the planet would not be going on. See, you have people that are functioning outside of your culture. Now, they're giving your culture little by little, but they're putting themselves as the Godhead in your culture. They have taken your culture from you and placed themselves as God to punish you, to reward you. All this is coming from the 1%, okay? Right now they got the power. They're functioning as your God. That's what's going on. And if you want to switch that up, if you want to change that around, then your thought process that you're under will have to change. You can't function on the thought process of being a man, being a woman, being a carpenter, being a queen, being a king. You can't function under those thought processes. You have to become what you really are. God, that's what you are. Conscious energy formed in flesh. You have the ability within for your conscious power to do whatever you want. The question is, it's a big question. What do you want? Okay, if all you're looking for is that job, well, okay, there's a job right there for you, okay? But you got to remember, you are the caretaker, they call it Vice Gerard in some books, of the entire cosmos. That's who you are. Now, we talk about the king and queen, right? Let's talk about the queen. She's committed a whole lot of crimes. So did people of the Vatican, so did the three nation states. England, the Vatican, and the District of Columbia. They have committed so many crimes. But as you as a God, you're not thinking about it as a God. How are you going to make them pay for their crime? It's your responsibility as a God to make them pay for their crime. How are you going to make them pay for their crime? You can't. You don't have the ability. You don't have the resources to step up into that to make them pay for their crime. Follow what I'm saying? You don't have no tanks, no planes. If somebody put a tank, what are you going to do in your one little bedroom house? Where are you going to put a tank at? Are you going to put a plane or a jet? You don't have that because of the thought process that you're under. You're not reaching for those things because it's not your responsibility, but it is your responsibility based on who you are. Oh, boy, time goes by so fast. We've reached a half an hour point. I'm going to take a little, we're going to make a couple of announcements here, you know. There's a couple of shows that come on I'd like for you to check out. They're pretty good. The one show is that's the Legacy of a Nation show that comes on with Brother Mac and 7752 on Saturday at 6 to 7 p.m. They're on every Saturday. They talk about a myriad of things and have something that you can learn from, you know. I listen to them every Saturday or when I can, if I don't fall asleep, sometimes I'll be awake. But, the call-in number is 319-527-6199. That's the Legacy of a Nation. And they're on every Saturday from 6 to 7. We also have Sister Tammy. She comes on YouTube, and she calls it the spoken word. So if you get a chance, go on YouTube, type in a spoken word, and that'll come up, and you'll be able to and you'll be able to check out her show, okay? And you'll be able to listen to what she's saying. Plus, she sells T-shirts and things like that there. You'll be able to get some of our products to give her a little bit of support. We also have Sister Tahara's show that comes on Tuesday through Friday from 6 to 8 p.m. That call-in number is 917-889-8059, and she has a really nice show. I like her show. I tune in whenever I can, you know. Like I said, during that time, I kind of be like a little – I get up 4 in the morning, so around 6, 7 o'clock, I come a little woozy. But most of the time, I try to make this show because it's a pretty good show. Also, this is the Elohim Speaks show. We're here every Sunday. Now, it's going to be a change, okay? We're not going to be here after this week at 3 o'clock. We're going to be here from 8 to 9 at night. I said, how am I going to stay awake to 8, 9 o'clock at night? But it's something that I have to do because the hours, I'm trying to create some things over here that need to be done, and I need this time to keep working on the things that I'm doing. So I'm going to switch the show from 8 to 9. So starting next week, we'll be on from 8 to 9. Also, I have a gospel CD on the market. It's called Jesus is Coming. Well, you know, I'm a Bible thumper. But, it's called Elohim Speaks, 10 tracks. And you go to that and you can listen to what I'm saying and what I'm singing. I produced the whole album myself. Yeah, I did a pretty good job. I might say so myself. I can pat myself on the back a little bit, right? And also, I have a book called Tyrannical Scripture, the complete volume. Part 1 and 2, I had that out, but I put out the complete volume, Tyrannical Scriptures, complete volume. That'd be 1, 2, 3, and 4. So a lot of information, what we're talking about, is in that particular book. So you might want to check that out. The CD of Tyrannical Scriptures, Part 2, you can get that. You know, that's, you have to call 977-0777 to get that, okay? And you'll be able to get that, all right? So now, at this point, we're going to open up the mics and let you know what's going on. Now, if you want to talk or say anything, if you want to give a shout-out anything, just press 1, and that'll let me know that you're on the air, that you want to say something. I'll open up your mic, and you can say whatever you want and make a comment. If you have a comment or something, just press 1, and I'll open up the mic when you can speak. So today we're talking about culture, and we're talking about why we're having trouble communicating with our ancestors, why we're not functioning more in the spiritual reality in reference to the physical reality. You know, we have to become more spiritual. Now, that's a big word. That word is out there. That word has so many different meanings that it's like, But you do have a conscious energy. Now, you have the brain. I'm just going to go into a little bit of the teachings of it's in the Tyrannical Scriptures. You have the brain and you have the mind. They're two different things. In between the brain and the mind, now you have the oracle. I know what the 1% been telling you. Oracle is some guy or some female. That they're the oracle. No, the oracle is a dimension between the mind and the brain, and that allows the information to come in from the mind into the brain. It functions based on what the synaptic nerves is, because the mind is connected to everything in the cosmos. And if that information flowing too fast, you'll be walking around here crazy, you know, trying to figure out who's who and what's what. That's what the oracle comes in. Based on your synaptic nerve growth, all right, it allows the information to come in so you can relay it to your brain. All right, the brain is not actually connected to the cosmos. The mind is, and the mind functions through the brain. That's what's going on out there. Okay, and the pituitary gland and pineal gland, they function from the energy coming from the Kundalini, which allows you to access power to do so many, many things. You know, now most of our pineal glands are calcified. But you can open them back up just through meditation and a couple changes in diet, you know. Breathing exercises help, but when you breathe, you have to focus on what you're breathing in and what you're letting out. It's kind of tricky, you know, dealing with your chakras and all that, but it's not what this show is all about, so I'm not going to get into all that. But I'm just putting this information out so that you can go and you can Google a lot of this stuff. Just check it out for yourself. Get into what Kundalini is, what the pineal gland is, what the pituitary gland is. You know, you can get into all that yourself. But the problem is now when you come to the oracle, oh, boy, you got so many different information out there about the oracle. This is why when people, they're not accessing their brain right, what psychiatrists should be doing is focusing on the oracle, but they don't know how to regulate the oracle, okay? And most of them don't even know what the oracle is. So I'm just saying, you know, and so they don't know how to help you regulate the oracle so that it can better control information coming in from your mind into the brain. All right, you can, like I said, you can Google some of this stuff and find out some of this stuff on your own. I'm just mentioning it to you so you know what's going on. And when you have people that's not functioning properly, there's something wrong with that oracle connection. And you can help them out through meditation. I think focus meditation is the best way to regulate what the oracle is doing. I'll give a brief example of that. Now, remember, the mics is open. If you have a comment or a statement, you can just press 1, let me know that you want to say something. And once again, I'd like to thank everybody that's on the air, and I appreciate you calling in. And let me know that, hey, I'm not here by myself, somebody's listening. So thank you. Thank you a lot, and I appreciate it. Now, the focus meditation, if you sit in a chair and look at a spot on the wall, right? This is focus meditation to help you. Regulate your oracle, right? You look at the spot on the wall, right? But don't just look at the spot. What's that wall made of? Let's say you got panel on the wall. I got panel here, so I'm looking at panel right now. I'm looking at the panel, right? Now, instead of just focusing on the panel, I'm looking at the color of the panel, how the panel was made, how the panel got here. Is the panel made out of wood? Who made the wood? How did they transport the wood? How did they get into the trees and the trucks that brought it? You get into how the tree came into existence. When was the first? I mean, you can go on and on and on that spot on the wall. Now, behind the wall, you might have a sheetrock. Then you get into the sheetrock. How the sheetrock was made. What process did you use to make the sheetrock? So from that spot on the wall, you can get into a myriad of things that will help you focus and help you sort of control the information coming in from the oracle. That's what that does. It helps you regulate your oracle. It's called focus meditation, all right? Some people do it with a candle. They look at a candle and they look at the light and the different colors in the light, the aura around the light. Well, you look at the candle, how the candle was made, what the candle made out of, what the wicks come from, things like that. And you just go on and on and on. But it's called focus meditation. Okay, that meditation will help you regulate your oracle. And if you're having trouble, if you're having trouble accessing information like from the past, actually from the present, actually visualizing things that will help you, where you know what's going to happen when you go outside, things like that there, what they call it, your psychic ability, you know, the focus meditation helps that as well. Okay, but now you need to. You need to get more and more into who and what you are. I just went into that just a little bit to give you that thought process so you know what's going on. Remember that the mics is open. Like, just press 1 and you can talk, okay? Now, the topic of the show, as we said earlier, is, we only got about 20 minutes left. But the topic of the show, as covered earlier, is why are we having so much trouble connecting with the ancestors? Because the ancestors are spiritual. And we're not living mentally as spiritual beings. We're living mentally as physical beings. Okay, this is why we're having so much trouble connecting. The ancestors have information for you. Okay, they're your ancestors. You can access them and get all the information that you might need, but you have to think in terms of you as a spiritual entity, okay? Not as this flesh thing walking around. Some people call it a flesh suit, but not as this flesh thing walking around, you know? Stop thinking about yourself as a woman. Stop thinking about yourself as a man, you know? And stop following the guidelines they have set for men and women, because you're above all of that. There's nothing, there's nothing that a God can't do. And that's where you live at. That's where you need to live at. And back in the culture of reap what you sow, I'm going to say this again. I want to say this a couple of times. There was no religion, okay? We didn't have religion back then because it was not needed. Under the culture of reap what you sow, the social implications, the social attitude, the social actions that we were engaging in was the what they're calling Ma'at or Ten Commandments, things of that nature. So you don't want to do things to people that you don't want those people to do to you. And that's what all those things are. Think about the Ten Commandments. They call it Ten Commandments, but think about it for a minute. Thou shalt not kill. Why? You don't want anybody killing you. So why are you out there killing other people? Thou shalt not steal. Do you want people to steal your stuff? Then why are you stealing their stuff? And it goes on and on and on. Now, in this society, how they stole your culture is that they've changed the name of things so that you don't recognize what they're giving you. I'm going to go back over this again. When you're in the kitchen and you're making a cake, you're practicing what they call chemistry. But basically, you're putting chemicals together and monitoring the reaction. That's what you're doing. It's reap what you sow. You can relate your culture to everything that's going on in society. You can relate your culture to it. But you have to think in terms of reap what you sow as being a culture. See, they have you not thinking in terms of that's your culture. And since your children aren't functioning under your culture, the jails are full of your children. The minute you start teaching your children the culture that they, the cosmological culture that they supposed to be raised under, that your children will not be in those jails. They will not be stealing, lying, cheating, none of that stuff, because that goes against their culture. This is why when Europeans came to Africa, there were no jails. In our culture, we didn't need jails. Nobody, God didn't break the law. God has enough power flowing within to not break the rules, okay? This is why we were able to arrange marriages, because each child was such a perfect entity, okay? Everything just shut down here. I don't know what's going on here. I guess everything is still up. My computer just shut down. But we can arrange marriages because all the children all of the children, okay, it's back up again. All of the children were perfect beings, okay? They were living in a world of perfection. So you had a perfect female, I'm calling a female, you have a perfect female and a perfect male coming together as gods. And they didn't mistreat each other. They knew what love is. Love is an act that makes the other feel good. They never commit an act on one another that didn't make the other person feel good. See what I'm saying? So it was beautiful. It was a wonderful thing. They got you to, arranged marriage. People can't tell. No. When you got two perfect entities coming together, those marriages don't fail. Those marriages stay together. They stay together forever. You follow what I'm saying? Because they know how to treat each other. They know who they are. They know what's going on. They know how to respect one another. When he sees her, he sees a guy. When she sees him, she sees a guy. And they treat each other like deity. Not like no man and no woman, because somebody put a concept in your head as what a man is supposed to be and what a woman is supposed to be. Think about this. And this European, I'm talking about the 1% that, all 1% are Europeans, but right now I'm talking about the 1% of that step that came here and stole the Constitution and all that stuff from President Hayes and them and call it whatever they wanted to call it. Now, these guys were so out of touch with our culture that they wouldn't even let their own wives vote. their wives had to argue with these guys to fight the vote because they had put a concept in their mind of what women are supposed to do and how women are supposed to act, and women are supposed to stay home and cook and watch the babies. Duh. You understand what I'm saying? Those concepts are out the window, okay? When you're dealing with a guy, you know, she can do whatever she wants to do because she has that ability. Create whatever she want to create because she has that ability, okay? Now, once again, the mics are open. If you have a comment or something you want to say, just chime in. We only have about, well, we got about 15 minutes left. So right now I just want to stop for a minute and thank everybody that's called in. I appreciate you calling in. Thanks for being on the air, okay? I love you for coming out. I love you for calling in, you know, and to let me know that I'm not here by myself, that some of this information is falling on good ears, you know? And we have to, and the whole thing is about us upgrading. We have to upgrade into, right, into who we really are, you know? And I see my brother's on the line. He has this shows on Saturday, and he talks about being aware of who you are. And right now, we're not aware of who we are because we're thinking all kinds of crazy stuff that we think that we are, but we're not. This is why we're not making no progress in this society. Until we really become aware of who we are, right, we ain't gonna never make no progress because we're gonna always have the thought process, I am less than and not equal to because somebody created me. Okay? Now, since we have about, I got about 10 minutes left, I'm gonna give Mac a chance to, he didn't press in, but I'm gonna give him a chance to announce his show and let you know what he's gonna be talking about next Saturday. So, Brother Mac, I see you on here, so I'm gonna open up your. It's supposed to be working. Okay. It looks like it might be. Yes, okay, Brother Mac, I've opened up your mic. How you doing today, brother? No, okay, I opened his mic up. I guess he can't hear me or whatever. but I'll leave it open as we're talking. If he want to jump in and say something about his show that comes on Sunday, then he can, okay? I hope everybody can hear me out there. Let me make sure that everybody can hear what I'm saying here. Well, one of my lines is down, but well, so far, like I said, if you have a comment or you want to make a statement, just press 1, and I know you're there. Mac can't press 1 because I already got his mic open, so I'm going to close his mic back down. And if he wants to jump in, he can press 1. Okay, he did. I did something here. Brother Mac? Okay, let me go here. He's pressing 1 now.
Loud and clear.
You can hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay, because I got you here twice. I got you here twice with your mic up, so the switchboard is acting up a little bit.
When I went to take my phone off of mute, I lost you, and so I called right back in. But
Yeah, well, we got about 10 minutes, huh?
The question that I have, Brother Elohim, is one that I think a lot of us might have, and that is, are you saying that we have God-like qualities, or that we actually are gods but are unaware of it, therefore we act like men and women?
I'm actually saying both things. You see, if you're God, sure, you have God-like qualities, you know? And we don't know. They have given us this thought process of what a God is. And so since we have that particular process in our mind about what God is, we're saying to ourselves, oh, I can't be that. They got God as all-knowing, all-seeing, all-wise, all-doing everything. And exactly. If that was the case, we wouldn't have the messes that we're having right now. We have somebody right. that was able to control and manipulate things. So what I'm saying is that because we are God, we have the power and the strength to not break the rules. And if we're under our culture, if we teach our children under our culture, reap what you sow, the jails wouldn't be full of our children right now. That's what I was saying.
Okay. Well, I hope that answered your question. I did hear you saying that. The concept that Europeans have given us of God is. An almighty figure who can read our thoughts, who can toss lightning bolts, and who can do things that we refer to as, what let's say that we look upon as magical, and so with looking for that concept, and not finding it in ourselves, it's easy for us to overlook the fact that we are gods, because we are looking for something that is not real to us. And when we don't find it, then we can easily dismiss ourselves as being God or having godlike qualities, because we can't do the things. That we have been taught that a God can do.
Well, see, the thing here is that under our culture of reap what you sow, the 1% are doing all those things. We talk about a lightning bolt. How about a drone with a bomb under it? What's more powerful, the lightning bolt or that megaton bomb coming at you? You understand what I'm saying? So, under the culture of reap what you sow, They're doing all these things because they know they're God, and they know that they can put things together to do what a God is supposed to do. But because we're not under the thought process that we're God, we're not accessing the information that's inside of us that we're capable of bringing to the forefront. And that's what's going on. We have to, if we can engage in our culture of reap what you sow, that opens up this entire system, because this system, they're functioning as God based on reap what you sow, and we know that it's God's responsibility to feed 6 billion other gods on the planet. That's what they're doing, and we're not accepting that as our responsibility because we're relying on another god to do that. And they have assumed that position and making sure that it's so far away from our thought process that we never even try to go there. You know what I mean? I think you mentioned something about that in warfare. If you can make the enemy think that you have no chance of beating him, he never had to fight you.
Right.
And that's what's going on right now. They have put themselves so far out of reach. Now, we know that the queen has committed quite a bit of crime, robbing, stealing, murdering. She's controlling the drugs all over the planet. You follow what I'm saying? Now, my question is, who's going to make her pay for those crimes? You can't. You can't go over there and lock her up. Half of us can't even get over there. Let alone put together what it would take to lock her up. You follow what I'm saying? But if we begin to upgrade into the thought process of who we actually are, we will begin thinking about those things. And you know, like they're telling you in what they're calling a secret, as far as reap what you sow think wise, what you think about, you bring about. If you start thinking about these things, the information gonna come to you to solve these problems. You know? So I hope that answers some of your questions. We got about six minutes left. If you want to let us know a little bit about your show, that would be great right about now.
Wonderful. Well, my show, Legacy of a Nation, is every Saturday from 6 to 7 And we provide a forum whereby we descendants of slaves can talk with each other and to each other, where we can teach each other what we need to know about who we are and why we are the way that we are after 500 years of slavery. And we're on from 6 to 7 p.m. And the call-in number is 319-527-1699. And we would love for you and your audience to call in, because we are one people who has been divided into many, many, many people, many tribes. For instance, we started out as Indios, and then we became colored, and then we became Negro, and then we became people of color, African American, Afro American, and now we are all of those things, and in so being, we are divided into among ourselves, so that we don't really relate to each other as being one people that has had war practice on it for hundreds of years, and has left us divided and ignorant of who we are. And it's refreshing to hear you say, Brother Elohim, that we are gods but unaware of, because that is absolutely true. And thanks to you, we have a hope of becoming aware of who we are, and in so doing, we'll start practicing and using the powers that we have. And thank you so much for the opportunity to introduce my show, and I want to thank you for having introduced me to the show 6 or 7 years ago. Thank you very much, and continue to bring us this good information, because we certainly do need it, and I appreciate it.
Well, thank you very much. We got about 2 minutes left, so I'm just going to, in conclusion, we talk about the Illuminati and all those guys, but what I want to drop is that all of the 1% are not Illuminati, and all of the Illuminati are not 1%, okay? Now, the 1%ers, they have $1 trillion or more. And if you're not carrying $1 trillion or more, or in assets or whatever, you're not part of the 1%. And the billionaires, they support the 1%, because this is how they're getting their money, dealing with the 1% and what's going on. You know what I'm saying? But the 1% culture consists of slavery, lying, stealing, and a strict class system. You're living under a class system right now. Now, the people that are supporting them and going along with this, the misery that they're causing, some of the misery that the 1% is causing, they're basically up in the middle class, okay? And this is part of their reward for going along with the misery and the mayhem that the 1% is causing. Okay? And those that are under the middle class, that's supporting the middle class, they're just doing the best they can, because they're not aware of who they are and what they are capable of doing. What we're trying to do is bring you into the thought process of what you're capable of. We got about 90 seconds. Of what you're capable of doing. As gods, you're capable, your capability is unlimited. You're not limited by the things that a man can do. You're not limited by the things that a woman can do. You're not limited by the things that a king or a queen can do. You're not limited by things that a president or vice president or a carpenter or electrician can do. You're not limited by any of those things. As a God, you are an unlimited entity. And if you want to get more information in from your mind to your brain, practice your focused meditation that I talked about earlier, and this will this will regulate your oracle more and help build your synaptic nerves up so that more information will come in. It's not a coincidence that a child is not all that information from the brain is not from the mind is not flowing into the child's brain and destroying the child's brain at an early age, because the oracle is there to regulate that information. Okay, and as the child's synaptic nerves grow, more information from the mind comes into the brain. Well, we got about 10 seconds left. Well, this is Brother Elohim. We are now, remember, next Sunday we'll be on from 8 to 9. We won't be on at 3 o'clock no more because I have other work that I have to do that goes through these hours, okay? The call-in number is 516-453-9230. We'll be on next Sunday at 8 o'clock, okay? And next Sunday we're going to be talking about health and what we need to be eating to stay here. I want to stay here for 200 years. Hopefully, some of you would like to stay here as long as me. And we can talk about those type of diets, okay? So right now, I'd like to say peace. I love you. And I will see you, well, we'll talk to you next Sunday. And Brother Mac, I enjoyed your show this week, and hopefully I'll enjoy it again this Saturday, okay? So I like with that, much love, y'all.
Much love. Peace and brother.